This is Divine Transmissions Radio. Powerful channelings to radically shift your consciousness with host Lisa Marie. Are you ready for an opportunity to connect with the depth of your being and to create anything you desire? Learn how you can put an end to repeating patterns and pain. Lisa Marie, Shakti Ma, channels a high frequency of love and light through words, sound, and energy. To reach deeper levels of self, tune in now on Divine Transmissions with your host, Lisa Marie.
Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited to have you here on Divine Transmissions. I'm Lisa Marie, Shakti Ma, here to radically expand your consciousness and elevate your frequency. So join me. I'm here every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. So this is my very first episode on the show, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys. This episode is, who are you? I mean, truly, what a great question, right? So in this episode, we're going to really get down to who are you beyond all of the labels, the descriptions, the names that you've been given and that you've taken on throughout your life. So definitely hang in there. We may have some transmissions throughout the episode where I channel some energy and help you guys shift some things in your consciousness and your being. I don't know. It's always a, we see what shows up with these things, but they're always really good. And it's always very, very expansive for sure. So welcome once again. So the question is always, who am I? I think for so many people, we ask that question a lot of ourselves. So if you can in this moment, if you're not driving or taking care of small children, take a moment to just take a breath. And I want you to connect to that saying, who am I? Who am I? And you may notice right away that there are some thoughts, some beliefs, and maybe even some emotions that begin to become triggered as you connect to this question. Because oftentimes we don't really know who we are. And it feels like we spend all of our life trying to figure that out, trying to figure out who we are. So I want to really help you with this. So this is kind of the first step. This is step one. First off, just connecting to that question energetically. And connecting through the question. If you can actually say it out loud, it's even more powerful than if you just think it. Our voices are so important, so powerful to ourselves. Forget everybody else. We're talking about you here. So say it out loud to yourself and feel how that feels when you ask yourself that question. Become aware of your space, of your thoughts, of your emotions when you ask yourself, who am I? Now, very likely, what may have occurred or what may occur is you may receive some images or feelings or thoughts of who you are, or may I change that to the perception of who you are. What do I mean by that? Well, usually your mind will jump in and be like, oh, I know the answer to this question. You are a mom. You are a teacher. You work at a bank, right? Yay, I win. But that's not actually who we are, right? That's our career. Or perhaps maybe that's what fills our day, but that isn't who we are. And this is one of my most favorite things to play with because it's so ingrained in our society, right? When somebody asks your name and like is introducing themselves to you, one of the first things they ask is, what do you do? Because as a society, we have really allowed our job or our career or just what we do to completely define us. Completely define us. And I'm sure you've experienced where you answer the question and the person's either like, oh, wow, that's extraordinary, or oh, what the heck is that? Or, oh, nice. Whatever the response is, right? There's an automatic perception. There's an automatic boxing that occurs through that response. All of a sudden, there's a belief that they have some sort of understanding of who you are. Or unconsciously, and it's nobody's fault. We've all been trained to do this. I'm not here ever, ever, ever to criticize or judge people. I'm here to offer expansion for us. So bless all of us for doing this. We all do it. We're not wrong. We've been trained to do this, right? We all box people up. We all begin through that first comment, through that first reply, to create an understanding of who they are based off of that response. But of course, what we do is not who we are. So again, take another nice deep breath. And with this understanding, with this awareness, ask yourself again, who am I? And you can even throw in, who am I beyond my career, my job? And see what comes through next. Are you a woman? Are you a man? What is the next description or label? What is the next perception of yourself that shows up? And again, none of these are right or wrong. Nothing that you perceive yourself to be is necessarily right or wrong. All I want to do here is make yourself aware of how you perceive yourself. Because within that awareness, you then get to choose. Do I want to continue perceiving myself in that way? Or do I want to change that? That's your choice. Literally. How you perceive yourself is 100% your choice. So initially, this isn't how it begins, right? I mean, initially, when we're born, right off the bat, we're given a name. And that name has some sort of meaning to it. It has an energetic frequency attached to it. And usually from your parents, it has some sort of meaning, just maybe where they found it, or if it actually has a meaning to them, or just that they thought it sounded nice. Perhaps it's a family name that carries a lot of energy attached to it. Either or, it has something already to it, and then it's given to you. In that moment, you didn't choose that name. And through that name, your identity begins. So this is what we're really here to talk about today. Identity. Because who you are is not your identity. Now, your identity can definitely reflect the most inner version of you, the most true you that there is. But you're still not it. You're never your identity. Your identity is very much like the clothes that you put on every day. Or one of my favorite ways to think of it is like an actor. An actor, the actual person, like Tom Cruise, he's Tom Cruise. You can think of that as the you before this incarnation. You can think of that as you as the soul level you, or beyond the one infinite love you, the source you. And Tom Cruise, or source energy, or one infinite love, comes into his role and takes on an identity. Like Maverick from Top Gun. Oh, I love that movie. Right? He takes on that identity. He isn't Maverick, ultimately, but he's going to play that show. He's going to have fun with it. And he's going to assume that identity for the movie. And this is where all the fun comes in. But I want to go back to being born for just a moment. So again, you're born and you're given a name. Not only a first name and a middle name, but you're given a last name, which again has a lot of energy to it. Those last names have been passed down and down and down and down. So with that, you're carrying what's called a lineage. You're carrying the lineage of that name. And then, of course, you're given a social status, you're given a family, and through that family, you're given a level of identity. What does your family look like? What does your family do? What are their hobbies? What does your mom do if you have a mom? What does your dad do if you have a dad? How many brothers and sisters do you have? All of that begins to create your identity before you even do anything other than like blink your eyes and look adorable. So right from step one, you have this, all of this information that's given to you, and you step into that space. Again, not right or wrong, it just is. That's what you took on some level for this incarnation, through this body and through into this identity. And then depending on your childhood and what school you went, where you grew up, I mean, think about that. That's a massive contribution to your identity. Were you a small town girl like moi? Were you a big town girl? Did you live in another country? Where did you grow up? In the mountains, next to the ocean? Were you a surfer? Did you climb mountains? Like, what did you do? So all of this stuff piles on and piles on and piles on, and we continue to take it. We continue to accept it because it's who we think we are. And here's the important thing to understand, and why I want to do this show, and why I want you to really feel into this and begin to expand beyond it. Because as Tom Cruise, before he steps into Maverick, so as he is symbolically source energy, the one infinite love, awareness, love, light, creation, whatever you want to call it. In that energy, there is all of this infinite potential. Infinite potential. And then as we step into our soul, so as source energy, as one infinite love, as begins to come into a soul expression, there's a little bit of narrowing of that infinite potential into an individuated expression of the one, a soul. It is here to create and experience and to act and learn as a representation of one infinite love. So through that, there's a subtle narrowing through the filters of that soul. You can think of your soul as this powerhouse of information all the lives you've ever lived, all the experiences you, your unique expression has ever experienced is there in that, at that soul level, continuously expanding and growing. But it's not completely infinite in its expression, although it's connected to, because it is, it's not separate from Source, One Infinite Love. So it's connected to infinite love, infinite expression, infinite divine intelligence. So you have the soul, and then as you incarnate, you come into a body and you come into an identity. So those are like filters. And those filters have specific vibrations to them. And so all of that infinite potential comes into a more specific frequency. We are born in this life with our own particular frequency. And of course, that can change. But a lot of that is through initially our identity. So that was kind of a lot of information. So once again, just kind of take a nice deep breath. Notice if anywhere you struggled with any of that information to receive it, to believe it, to understand it, all of that's okay. Just be aware of anywhere that you felt resistance to anything I said. And just breathe. Yay. If you noticed, there was a subtle little expansion that happened just by breathing and allowing. We don't always have to understand everything. We don't always have to believe everything. Not everything has to resonate with us. But if we just stop and breathe, we relax out of contraction and out of defense mode. We can just be with it. So through our identity, we take on a specific frequency. And then as we go through life, we are really carrying around very much like a sack of potatoes. Although, not to say it can't be a beautiful sack of potatoes, because it can. I mean, I personally love potatoes. I eat potatoes like every single day. So I love them. But that sack of potatoes, that's your identity. And if you're not aware, you can really allow that sack of potatoes to weigh you down, to hold you in its label, in its description, in the representation of that identity. But that, my dear one, is a choice. You can choose to expand beyond the identity that you were given. You can choose to take on a completely different identity. And a lot of times we do this on somewhat superficial levels, but I want to take you guys down into the core of this energy. But of course, first we have to start at the top, and then we start to swirl down into the depths. I'm a deep diver. I'm a scuba diver. I like to dive real deep. I like to be down there in the depth, where all the goodness is. So your identity. So it's really a great exercise to begin to really tap into the ways that you perceive yourself and or the perceptions that others have given you that you have taken on. And I want to be really clear with that, because it's still a choice to take on the perception of others. Once again, take a nice deep breath with that. Yeah, a little bit of triggering there. It's heavy. It's heavy how people perceive us. It's a heavy one. So just try to breathe right now and kind of allow, surrender, open up. As your energy is being triggered, and I bring in some love, light into your space. And just breathe. Realizing or opening up to anywhere that you have taken on how other people perceive you. Yeah, beautiful. Another nice deep breath. Just subtle shifts happening, guys. As I'm drawing awareness to this energy in your space, drawing awareness so you can see, you get to choose to let it go. Beautiful. Okay. Why do we do that? Why do we take on the perceptions of others? Mainly, it's because we aren't really rooted in the self. And whenever I say self with a capital S, big old fatty S attached to that. What I mean by that is the big self. It can be the higher self, the higher mind. You can even go up to source, as opposed to the false self, or also known as the lower self, which is very much what I'm speaking of, the perception of our, through our identity of who we are. That's actually called our false self or our lower self. And the ego falls in place somewhere within this, and I will get to that. But when we're not rooted in self, capital S, when we're not rooted in truth, when we're not in alignment with our true self, you may have heard all these, I'm throwing all these out there to connect you to what I'm saying. We feel that we need to have validation, or we need to be told who we are. Again, there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. Again, from a very young child, you are Lisa. Okay, I am Lisa. This is your family. This is what we do. We're told who we are, right? So we have to learn how to actually connect to our self, to the self. And we have to learn to let go of who we're told we are, or who or how other people perceive us. But that takes a little bit of practice. So the rooting in, the connection to the self with a capital S, is where we gain that integrity of knowingness, that deep knowingness of who you are. And to be really clear, because this comes up right now, doesn't mean that it's a word. You don't have to be like, I am, because who you actually are is just like I said originally, you are a frequency. I mean, everything is frequency, right? Everything is frequency. And you, my dear one, are a unique frequency. There is not another frequency like you. So you don't have to have a name for it or a label or a description. And quite frankly, it's better to not. And knowingness, the feeling, just the connection to that frequency, that innate frequency of you, allows you to light that up. To step more into that, to embody it, we call, right? But all that is embodiment is that knowingness of that frequency, connecting to it, vibrating at that frequency. Do you like my sound effects? I'm enjoying myself. Vibrating at that frequency. And then your entire field, your chakras, your field, your body, everything take on the flavor of you. And your reality does too. Hey, that rhymed. So you're just a frequency, and not just in any way, shape, or form. But I want to get you there. I want to really get you to understand that so that you can begin to understand that no label, no description, no word will ever fully capture you. So any of that is a narrowing, a limiting, a bringing down, a filtration device of your beautiful, unique frequency, the signature of your soul. But until we are really connected to that, until we can really understand what that is, what we're doing is we're really looking to our external reality. Okay, who am I? Right? Who am I? And so we look, and we look, and we look, and we look, and we take everything that's reflected back to us as, well, this must be who I am, because I'm being told, I see it, it's being shown that it's me, and this must be another part or description of who I am, and then this one over here, and this one over there, and all of a sudden we have a very big and heavy sack of potatoes. And all of a sudden, that beautiful, unique frequency that we are is narrowed down in this tiny, tiny, tiny little spot of us, of me, of I. And all the rest of it, all the rest of the vibrations, because the potatoes are kind of like vibrations. Each one of those descriptions comes with a vibration. All of those vibrations are not necessarily us. And they may be in alignment with us. They may be in alignment because frequencies can be in alignment. They can sound good, right? Like harmonize. You can have more than one frequency that harmonizes together, and that's it, being in alignment. So they may be in alignment, but it's not who we are. And it's always really important to remember that. Because no matter what expression you are putting yourself into, you're so much more than that. You're so much more than that. And so you always have to remember that so that you don't start to get narrowed down into, limited down into a specific expression. I mean, you could definitely play with that expression, but just like Tom Cruise, he played Maverick for a little while, and then he played a bunch of other characters. He's played all kinds of expressions, right? That's what we get to do. Even in one incarnation, even in this one life, we get to play all as many or as few expressions as we desire. Again, no right or wrong. You can have the same career your whole life. Bless your soul. That's perfect, if that's perfect for you. Or you could have 200 different expressions. And if that's perfect for you, that's perfect for you. But you're still beyond all of it, no matter what. So coming back to this, once again, taking a nice deep breath. Once again, just kind of letting go anything, any resistance or anything that you don't really understand, or, and just being right now here and allowing your own inner knowingness to be here. allowing your own inner knowingness to be present. Even if you don't know what that means, even if you're unsure of how to do that, guess what? Your inner knowingness knows how. Beautiful. So I do want to say that I am taking callers during my show. Always, every single show, I'm happy to receive callers. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. You guys can call and you can ask questions about your own personal I am, your own personal identity, and or I can help you connect to yours, your true frequency. Okay. So this unique frequency of yourself, when you start to connect to it, first and foremost, how do you know that you're connecting to it? It feels like home. Yeah, truly. Feels like you. Feels like a blanket. You just want to like wrap yourself into and never leave. And guess what? You don't have to. You don't have to leave. Yay! You get to be in that warm blanket. You get to stay home. You get to be there in that cozy place always. You never have to stop being there. So another nice deep breath right there. You never have to stop being the true you. Breathe. Breathe into your solar plexus. Breathe into your diaphragm. Deep breaths. Breathing creates space. No matter what you're doing, no matter who you're around, no matter the experience or the circumstance that you're in, you don't ever have to be anything other than your true self. Your authentic self. And that starts by permission. Permission from you to you. To start to do that. It's not always easy, but you can. I promise you, you can. And the more that you do it, the better and better it feels. And the more that you can't do anything else, the more authentic you are, the less inauthentic you can be. So why do we do this? Why do we allow ourselves to play roles that aren't authentic to ourselves? Why do we step into these spaces and pretend? Why do we take on these perspectives of others? As I mentioned earlier, one of them is being rooted in the self. The other one is our worthiness. It is a core belief in humanity that we are not worthy. Even the people that are confident have beliefs of unworthiness. Some people are just really, really good at counteracting that belief. And even kind of doing the opposite, seemingly very confident, very proud and forward and creating everything that's perfect in their life. But every single person I've ever met has a level of belief in their unworthiness, unless they are enlightened, because that is freedom. That's liberation. Our next episode next Thursday is going to be speaking about intrinsic worthiness. Really helping you guys to connect to the worthiness that is intrinsically part of your being. And that's important because when you start to really connect to that worthiness, a couple of things happen. You get liberation from everything that you've ever sought. Validation, explanation, understanding from. And you gain inner integrity. Inner integrity that is obtained through connection to the self. But when we don't have that, when we have a level, and even though everybody has some level of belief of unworthiness, their level of belief and how much they've fed that belief or expanded, solidified, that's what I should say, solidified that belief is dependent on them. So some people have just a little bit, and other people truly feel very, very unworthy. So depending on where you are within that range, also really creates that space of, are you taking on the perspectives of others? How somebody sees you affect you? And I want you to really take a moment here. Once again, just take a breath. And notice that you're not answering to anybody right now, okay? This is just you and yourself, even if you've got other people around you. Right now, you're just answering to yourself. And I want you to be really, really honest here with yourself. Do you care what other people think? Or a better way, or another way to put it, is do you take on the perception of others that they have of you? Because even people that I hear say, oh, I don't care what people think, that's not what I sense in them on the subtle, subtle levels. And again, this isn't right or wrong. And the more honest and aware you can be with yourself, the more opportunity there is for transformation, for transcendence within that space. So bring in the honesty. And again, that could be on a range of like, I care a little bit or I care a lot. And all of that is okay. If you take on what everybody thinks of you, that is okay. And if you don't take on any of it, that's okay too. This is not about being quote unquote perfect, because guess what? You're already perfect. Exactly as you are. So there is no right or wrong here. It's just truth. Just connecting to the truth of the moment, what is really there within you. So then you can choose to change if you want, but seeing that you're perfect always. So another nice deep breath. I want to take you guys on a little bit of a journey here. I'm going to guide you through a little bit of a journey and a transmission. And so when I say transmission, I've been doing it the whole time. Ha ha. It's where I use words and I use energy to bring awareness to certain beliefs in you. And I offer you the ability to transcend those beliefs. We're going to do it a little bit more of a direct way, okay? And sometimes I use sounds, I use tones to really get into, and it's divine intelligence. So the tones go right in and they start to unravel energies. But whatever it is, words, energies, or sound, just do your best to breathe, allow, and receive. Okay? If you feel any discomfort whatsoever, just breathe into the discomfort and try to open it up, allow. And the energy will naturally go in there and start to unravel or bring, shine light, because it's light, energy, light into that space that wants to be seen. Okay? So nice deep breath. And if you can, close your eyes. And first, just become present with your physical body. Breathe and feel your body. Knowing that you are not your body. You are not your thoughts. You are not your emotions. You are the energy that always exists. You exist. Breathe. You have a unique frequency that exists prior to, before any labels, descriptions, perspectives. This frequency, ultimately the essence of you, never changes. The essence of who you are always is. Breathe down into your diaphragm, down into your solar plexus. As a subtle triggering that's beginning to occur, realizing that you're not your name, you're not your job, you're not your career, you're not your hobbies, you're not what you do. You're not even the person that you see in the mirror every morning. The true you is before all of that. Deep breath. The true you is the frequency that you incarnated into this life with. It existed before your body. It existed before you first opened your eyes. And it most definitely existed before all of your experiences in this life. Breathe all of your experiences. They do not define you. All of the choices you have made do not define you. It is a choice to let them define you. Or not. Deep breaths. There's some energy coming in, some higher frequencies, holding, breathing, allowing. Breathe. Breathe again. So these frequencies come into your space. divine light codes, allow and receive. Letting these light codes help you to let go. Breathe out. Let go of the ways in which you have allowed your experiences and your choices to define you. Another wave of frequencies coming in, allow them to help you. Beautiful, nice deep breath, a subtle alignment occurring. Allow the subtle shifts. Breathe and allow. Now, bringing yourself, your awareness, your focus to your heart space. And just for a moment, breathing in that space. It's okay if it feels uncomfortable. It's okay whatever is arising in this moment. There is never a thought or an emotion that is wrong. Just be with what is present right here, right now. And I'm inviting you, with connection to your higher self, I'm inviting you to connect to the self. To your true self. So some of you are already being triggered. Just breathe and relax. If you're feeling any sort of uncertainty, it's okay. Breathe and relax. I'm going to be helping to connect you to your true self. So I want you to begin by saying to yourself, preferably out loud, "Who am I?" And breathe. And if anything comes up, images, descriptions, No. Breathe and let them go. Who am I? Breathe. Allowing in this moment, through your intention, through your will, your true frequency to come forth. And breathe again. Who am I? Who am I? Keep asking it over and over. Keep bringing with your intention, insisting the true you comes forward. Breathe. Who am I? 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 Nice deep breath. Some of you may be feeling that space of home. You may be feeling an expansion, expansiveness. You may be feeling simply peace and calm. Or you may be feeling anything else. You may be feeling anxiety, resistance, anything. It's all okay. Take another nice deep breath. And go ahead and open your eyes. So just reminding yourself that whatever you experienced was perfect. If you felt that calm, if you felt that home, if you felt that space, then you know now what that feels like. And you can always go to that. It is always present. If, my dear one, you felt something else, you felt anger, resistance, anxiety, that's okay too. And just know that there's just some digging to be done. There's just some letting go to be done. But that you're perfect right here, right now, no matter what. I'm definitely here to help you. So if you did feel any of that resistance, if you had any difficulty, you can most definitely reach out to me. This is one of the things that I do. I help connect people to their truth, to their mission, to their purpose, to all of their potential. One last nice deep breath. I hope you guys have really taken something from this moment with me. I really enjoyed connecting to you. And again, I'm here every single Thursday, Divine Transmissions, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me for the next episode. Like I said, it'll be intrinsic worthiness, okay? So really connecting to understanding that you are intrinsically worthy. What does that mean? And how does that absolutely, the understanding of that, how does that absolutely transform your life? Also, you can find me at www.shaktima.net. I offer one-on-one personal transmissions. I also have online events. I have courses. I also have lots of meditations and recordings you guys can connect to via my YouTube channel and also available for purchase on my website. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. And I really look forward to seeing you and connecting to you next time. Once again, your host, Lisa Marie Shaktima, on Divine Transmissions, radically expanding your consciousness and elevating your frequency. Mwah.
You have been listening to Divine Transmissions Radio with host Lisa Marie. Tune in live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for a fun and dynamic show of raw truth, insight, and guidance where Lisa Marie, Shakti Ma, helps you to reach deeper levels of the self and create a powerful space of healing, learning, and transcendence. For more information or to connect with Lisa Marie, visit ShaktiMa.net. That's ShaktiMa.net.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.